8:13 on WTIC today, the 75th anniversary of WTIC taking air. It was back in the 10th of February, year 1925. What we'll do is have Scott do his commentary and then do some business and come back. We're going to have Bill Foudy on from the old State House because, after all, I think it would be kind of interesting to know the context from which WTIC sprang. So what we'll do is get a little report of what Connecticut was like and Hartford was like and what people were doing for a living and where people were living and things of that sort. I think it'd be kind of fun. So Bill will be here then, Bob Steele and Mark Davis and Arnold Dean and a bunch of other folks from WTIC's past coming up. It's 8:13 on WTIC, and with a comment on sports, here's Scott Gray. Scotty.
75 years, three quarters of a century, radio grows from glowing tubes to transistors to solid state, while the sound it brings has gone from tape to digital. Radio gave birth to television, which has grown from tubes to solid state to high definition, from 7-inch black and white to home theaters, screens that fill the living room with pictures so clear, life itself never looks so real. The history of modern technology was written on radio, and few places have seen so much of or been as much a part of that history as WTIC. 75 years ago today, February 10th, 1925, WTIC signed on the air at 7:45 in the evening as part of the NBC Blue Network, and Connecticut radio history was officially born. It's a history that has been rich in sports. In 1952, filing reports from the clubhouse phone in Weathersfield, WTIC was there to cover the first Insurance City Open, and we haven't missed a beat in the ensuing half century as the tournament has grown into the greatest single sports event in the state and become a standard on the PGA Tour. In 1957, the Boston Red Sox, with Kurt Gowdy calling the play-by-play, debuted on WTIC. 43 years and still going strong. Ken Coleman, Ned Martin, Mel Parnell, John Miller, Jim Woods, Bob Starr, Joe Castiglione, Jerry Trupiano. Red Sox history, 1967, 1975, 1986, all part of it, written for your ears on WTIC. UConn basketball, Joey Welton, Tony Hansen, Albert E. Weston, D. Rowe, Dom Perno, to the past mantle, and Cliff Robinson, Danielle Marshall, Ray Allen, Tate George, Scott Burrell, Rip Hamilton, Daron and the Dev, and Jim Calhoun, and 1999 in Tampa, Florida. The UConn women, the rise of women's basketball, history also written on WTIC. Carrie Bascom, Meg Patterson, Rebecca Lobo, Kara Walters, Jen Rosati, Nikisha Sales, Shea Ralph, Svetlana Abrosimova, Sue Bird, Gino Auriemma, 1995 in Minneapolis, and still number one. Whalers hockey for 23 seasons, birth to earth from 10,507 strong to 15,000 plus. Gordie Howe and Davey Keon, Ralph Backstrom and Marty and Mark, Stash, Dash and Bash, Plo, Paymon and Webster, Ronnie and Kevin and Tippett and Liute, even Peter Carmanos. Sports history written every day on WTIC by some of the best ever to write it. Bob Steele, Arnold Dean, Lou Palmer, Floyd Richards, Chuck Caton, Joe D'Ambrosio, and to a small degree, even yours truly. 75 years of laughter, Bob Steele with a lighthearted moment to start every day. 75 years of tears, Eileen O'Leary, Ross Miller, Jack Mitchell, Walt Dibble, Jenny Jasonka, Larry Martin. 75 years. We've packed a lot of living into that time, and all of us here at WTIC hope you've enjoyed it. It's your life we've packed into that time. We were just privileged to hold it up to our radio mirror for you to see. With a birthday greeting to all who have gone before and those who share the present with me, from the sports world, I'm Scott Gray.
Ray Dunaway and Diane Smith.
Yeah! Crank up the radio!
More with Ray and Diane after this.
Splendid!
On WTIC News Talk 1080.
It's Sunday morning. You wake up, grab the Hartford Current, flip through the business section and think, wait a minute, this looks new. Introducing the Wall Street Journal Sunday, a special feature appearing in the business section of the Sunday paper. Centered around personal finance advice, you'll find columns on online investing, as well as getting going tips for the first-time investor. A column entitled Ask Dow Jones is exactly that. You ask the questions, and Dow Jones's resident personal finance experts answer them. And if you're like most people today, balancing career and family, there's even a column that will help you manage both. The Wall Street Journal Sunday. Personal finance advice to go with your blueberry pancakes. Be sure to read the Hartford Current this weekend for expanded Connecticut business news, the week's stock performance, and the Wall Street Journal Sunday. You'll find it all in the weekend business sections of the Hartford Current. Pick it up at a store near you, or to subscribe, call 1-800-4-PAPERS.
According to my voice-activated risk-calculating risk-o-meter, picking up a hitchhiker near a state prison is risky. While switching your internet service to AT&T at home is not risky. But now's your last chance to get our lightning-fast cable internet service with its no-dial-up, always-on connection for just $19.95 a month for your first 3 months. Hey, that's about what you're paying now. With tons more speed and exclusive multimedia content, plus free installation and a 30-day money-back guarantee, the only thing risky would be waiting another minute to sign up. Call 888-620-HOME or visit noriskdeal.com for availability, minimum system requirements, pricing, and services. But hurry, offer expires March 31st.
Actual speeds vary. Upstream data transfer limited to 128 kilobits per second. After 3 months, regular rate of $39.95 applies. Offer ends 3/31/2000. Guarantee limited to first month of service at $19.95.
Bill Hennessy here calling for President Ken Crowley of the Crowley Auto Group for the big President's Week sale.
This year, we're celebrating our 30th anniversary year for the Crowley Group, and this is our most famous sale, the President's Week sale. Whatever you want, we've got it, and if we haven't, we'll get it. We'll even pay off your trade, no matter how much you owe. Instant credit approval, no payments until April or maybe even May, but you got to hurry. The sale will end with President's Week.
That's at all Crowley locations, right? That's Crowley Winnebago, the new Crowley Dodge, formerly Dodge Village, and, of course, Crowley Chrysler Plymouth Jeep Kia, Crowley Lincoln Mercury, and Crowley Buick Oldsmobile, all in Bristol, and Crowley Volkswagen in Plainville on the New Britain Town Line, and Crowley Chevrolet, Raymond Road, West Hartford Center, not to mention CrowleyAuto.com on the Internet, too, right, Ken?
With 7 dealerships, there's bound to be one convenient to you no matter where you are in Connecticut.
Where you always get Ken Crowley.
And anytime a customer isn't happy, I want to know about it.
We'll see you there soon.
Thanks, Bill.
A19 on WTIC News Talk 1080, so we're here almost ready. This studio is just absolutely full, Diane. We have everybody in the world
There's
in
more
here.
History in this room.
Yeah, set up total experience. Let's see, you can start with me.
You're
that's
the math
100.
Major, go ahead.
That's 100. All right, you want to get something really nice for Valentine's Day? I'm glad we have all these guys here because I'm sure they've all decided what they're going to do for that special day. Al, it'll be, of course, jewelry, right? Al Terzi, would you say that's correct?
Well, yes, that would be right on the top of the list.
And Arnold, you'd be going probably to Becker's Diamonds and Fine Jewelry,
no,
wouldn't you?
No, a Vermont Teddy Bear is where I'm heading.
Oh, okay, with perhaps some jewelry.
Look, I know you're doing the commercial. I got
it. Yeah, I know, you're trying to... That's it. Let's lose the account for a while. That's fine. And, of course, Mark Davis is here. And, Mark, I saw you at Becker's just the other day.
No, I was actually getting a teddy bear for you.
Oh, okay. And, of course, Bob is here, and we'll be joined here. And you know who Bob is, ladies and gentlemen. Anyway, Becker's, great stuff, all
W-B-O-B?
Price ranges.
Huh? Isn't this WBOB?
This
That's
is
what I was told in Boston.
Is and should be WBOB. Hi, Bob.
Hi, Ray. I'm going to Savitz to get my wife.
Well, the heir apparent to POMG is, in fact, Becker's.
35 steps from Maine, wasn't it?
Yeah. Exactly right.
Right off Asylum.
But that same,
you'll have it.
That same tradition of wonderful quality jewelry, watch me save this, is, of course, available
you're
at Becker's.
You're paddling hard, right?
I am. I'm starting to breathe third time. Becker's has classic diamond earrings, solitaire gold pendants for less than $100, or the genuine rose dipped in 24-karat gold, only $69. If you want to spend $250, Becker's has a lovely heart pendant with 4 princess cut diamonds, or a 20-diamond heart pendant. If you want to go to $500, may I see a show of hands? Becker's has a 2-carat diamond tennis bracelet.
Everyone
and hundreds.
Everyone in the room. That was good.
Well, these are highly paid broadcast professionals. And hundreds of other
who
beautiful
love their
gifts.
Wives.
Becker's, so many choices in whatever your price range may be. Becker's Diamonds, fine jewelry. West Hartford Center on LaSalle Road, downtown Hartford on Pratt Street. Make sure you check them out on the web at Becker's.com. Let's do traffic. Mike Allen here from WTIC's Air One. This time brought to you by Patriot Home Improvement. Michael?
Ray, the drive eastbound 84 has an accident to deal with. It started off in the left lane, is now in the divider area at the Sisson Avenue exit. Still attracting attention. You're packed solid back to exit 40, and it is building. Won't be long before it's back to the Route 9 interchange. The drive after that's okay. Westbound 84 is tied up from 58 Robert Street in East Hartford into downtown. Southbound 91 sees heavy traffic moving at a fair pace through the upper Windsor exits. You'll start to lose a couple of miles an hour by 36. Stop and go from 35 on down. Northbound 91 is a pretty good commute. Route 2 westbound's tight approaching exit 4 to the 84 interchange. I'm Mike Allen, flying WTIC's Air One.
Is your family complaining about how cold it is in your home? Are your fuel bills skyrocketing? Call Patriot Home Improvement during their greatest window sale ever. Call 1-877-DO-VINYL.
This service has been installed purely and simply as a new means of publicity. It is a method by which we are able to come into close personal relationship with the public. The hope and constant aim of this station will be to earn the goodwill, friendship, and confidence of those who hear us.
And here we are. It's
those were the first words ever spoken on WTIC Radio.
That's true. And it's 8:23 on WTIC. I'm Ray Dunaway. Diane Smith is here. I wanted to go back before I introduce everyone here. I think you know who is here. Of course, Mark Davis, who did a talk show at night. And I remember hearing some tapes of you, Mark, when you were there for quite a while. You were here for quite a while, actually, now on to News Channel 8. And,
most of the 80s.
Yeah. And then, of course, there's a guy named Arnold Dean who is still around here. And I do want to talk about just how the business has changed. Because I remember the story you told me when you came here to get hired. And what? How many hoops you had to jump through.
Yeah.
And how many vice presidents, sub-vice presidents, executive vice presidents, presidents.
Any one of whom could have turned thumbs down. And the fact that nobody did says something about their credibility.
So here comes from, so this little guy just comes in from Syracuse, New York. And there you are. And then, of course, Al Terzi. Al, you were here when?
I came in 1968 in June. And I, let me just say, by the way, that I used to watch Arnold Dean on television in Syracuse.
Here we go.
When I was in high school. And actually, he looks younger now.
You know, Arnold does. Arnold is great. And how's that restaurant going, incidentally?
We are going to open, Ray, honest.
People keep asking me that.
Yeah, it's going to be probably in June.
And then, of course, one man who I suppose, if you were to think of one person synonymous with WTIC, and that, of course, would be not Ben Hawthorne. It would, in fact, be Bob Steele. And Bob Steele is here doing the morning show for how many years? Bob, how you doing?
Good, Ray. How's everything with you?
Fine. Thank you very much. You're looking good.
Thank you.
What?
I exercise a lot.
I can tell.
Yeah, that's why it looks so great.
Amazing what 50 years of sitting up straight will do for you.
Exactly so. Look at the
What's that, Mark?
I say it's amazing what 50 years of sitting up straight will do for you.
Yeah, how about 60 odd years?
But I thought it might be interesting, before we go and talk about WTIC, talk about the milieu, the age in which the station was started, and that was, of course, 1925, because I think the one thing that's unique about WTIC is that WTIC has, for people really all around the world, or certainly around the country, has been almost, it was the early internet. People could be sitting out in the middle of Indiana or upstate New York or up in Vermont somewhere, and they could be, as Joe Buck once said in the movie Midnight Cowboy, that's New York talking. Well, this was Hartford talking.
On a crystal set.
This, really? In those days,
yes. Yeah, it's a building when we were kids, and that was only in the 50s. People were still doing it.
But you used to listen to WTIC, and in a sense, you were listening to Hartford. So I thought what might be interesting, we'd get Bill Foudy on from the Old State House, and there's an excellent series the Old State House does, which is Hartford. What's the official name of it, Bill?
It's Images of Hartford, and there are 3 volumes, 1, 2, 3, and there's a 4th one about to come out if I can ever finish it.
And it is a wonderful series. I mean, I know occasionally you'll take some of those photos and put them on exhibit at the Old State House, which is just really great. Just tell us a little bit what Hartford was back in 1925 and what it was like.
Well, the one thing you can see in the pictures is the TIC Tower atop the Main Street building. There's that antenna sticking up. But you have to remember, the Bulkley Bridge was the only access across the river. The Hotel Bond was there. The Highline Hotel was there. The Guard was there. The Bushnell hadn't been built yet. The Park River was still in the park. The Aetna was still downtown. And Bob Steele will remember the theaters, Parsons, Capitol, Princess State. I mean, these are great vaudeville houses. They did real drama. Front Street was working, Charles Street was working, Stackpole's was selling clothes, Lane and Lenge were actually 2 separate florists, but the biggest thing is you could still walk right down to the Connecticut River. There was no dike. That doesn't go up till 41. And I think, particularly Bob, who would be the one who remembered, and I have to say, I first ran into Bob Steele as a little boy. You'd wake up, you'd get the farm report, and then Bob Steele would come on with the joke of the day, the kid's story. And the jewel was when he'd play Sanderson and Crumpet and the Prune Song. You know, that was a class act. And the fact I can still remember it means it must have had some impression. People walked. People shopped. People came downtown. You could park on the streets. You know, the buses didn't own all the streets. It was a much gentler, more personable place. There was a lot of housing downtown. Sheldon, the Goodwin, what is now the Goodwin Hotel, were all apartments. Warfields would become Witkowers, would become Huntington's Bookstore, and of course, sadly, that's no more. But you could get anything at Witkowers than Huntington's.
Go ahead, Bob.
and the post office was still on the old State House lawn.
Hey, Bill, Bob has something here.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to interrupt. I didn't realize. I thought everybody could just jump in at any time.
Of course you may.
I hope you will.
How about the Bond Hotel?
The Bond Hotel with its Rathskeller.
And the other one, the one I slept in when I came to Hartford.
The Guard or the High Blind?
The Guard.
Which was next to the Bond.
Yeah, the Guard.
Yeah, that wonderful
building.
I slept
there the first night I was in Hartford. I had 20 cents in my pocket. And they let me, they gave me a room, a $1.50 room, one of the best they had, up in the attic.
Hey, Bill, would you mind maybe sticking around for just a little while? I need to take a break here and do some weather and news and traffic and all, and then we'll come back and we'll kind of leave you on the discussion, because I do think it'd be kind of fun to think about some of those things that, of course, were going on at that time and all through the 75 years that we're marking today. It's 828 on WTIC. Bill, we'll get back to you in a minute. What do we need to do here, Bob? You need a spot, or what do you want to do? Okay, we'll take a short break on WTIC. Joe Fury is here from the New England Weather Service, and we'll get back to the trip down memory lane with, this is rather awesome to me, you know, Mark Davis and Bob Steele and Arnold Dean and Al Terzi and, well, Diane Smith, for that matter. And
You're looking a little flustered, actually.
It is. I mean, this is amazing. I mean, you're talking about incredible
talent.
The
pantheon of broadcasting in Connecticut.
It's humiliating, actually, and humbling. And here, ladies and gentlemen, is Joe Fury, who can humble anyone. Joe?
Ray, thank you, and good morning to everybody. We have a nice morning outside. It's a little bit hazy, and temperatures that are in the 20s and lower 30s now for today. The hazy sunshine on through midday. The clouds will tend to take over a bit this afternoon. Highs today, 38 to 43, with a light northerly wind. Tonight, here comes a system in from the west. Cloudy this evening, some light rain in after midnight, lows 30 to 35. A little bit of freezing rain in some interior valley locations of northern Connecticut and western Massachusetts that may make for some iciness late tonight and early tomorrow. Otherwise, tomorrow, light rain and drizzle around through mid-afternoon. And then we'll look for clearing skies as we go into tomorrow evening. Highs tomorrow, upper 30s and lower 40s. 18 to 25 under clear skies later tomorrow night. And Saturday, next storm system coming at us, going out to sea. Partly sunny, maybe a flurry. Saturday's highs low and mid-30s. And partly sunny, temperatures in the 30s on Sunday. Looks like the next system on Monday may try and go out to sea as well. Right now, we have some hazy sunshine and 30 in Hartford at the weather station. WTIC News Talk 1080.
Traffic and weather together now at 8:30. Here's Mike Allen, WTIC's Air One, with a look at the road ahead. Mike?
Ray, an accident remains at the Sisson Avenue exit, ramp 46, eastbound 84. It's out of the way, but definitely a curiosity factor. You're backed up to just about exit 39A in Farmington. Lots of heavy stop and go heading in. Westbound 84, slowest near exit 57, stop and go approaching 56 into town. Southbound 91's much better through the upper winter exits now. Stop and go remains approaching exit 34 to the 84 interchange. Northbound 91's quiet. Two westbounds okay through Glastonbury, running somewhat slow in East Hartford, approaching exit 3 to the 84 interchange. I'm Mike Allen, flying WTIC's Air One.
Cyclorama Super Sunday roars into the Hartford Civic Center February 12th and 13th, 2000. Meet the world's greatest stuntman, the legendary Evel Knievel. See over 100 custom bikes competing for over $5,000 in cash and trophies. Plus bikes, bikes, and more bikes, including antiques, factory customs, drag bikes, and introducing some of the latest high-performance cycles. Enjoy Michael Bryant, stuntman motorcyclist extraordinaire, as he performs in the center ring. This show is right out of the X Games. Watch their videos and meet today's Daredevils world record holder, Doug Danger, and Mr. Light My Fire, J.J. Steele. All this plus a leather and lace fashion show featuring those special gifts for your favorite Valentine, plus Evel memorabilia.
Hi there, this is Evel Knievel, and I'll be at the Cyclorama Super Sunday show. I hope to see you there.
Cyclorama Super Sunday is at the Hartford Civic Center February 12th and 13th. Don't miss it.
All right, 8:32 on WTIC. Time now for a look at WTIC News. This Thursday morning, weekend almost here. Bill Pierce is here right now with some of the stories of interest this morning. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Ray. North Branford police officer Michael Breen has been cleared of all criminal charges in the fatal shooting of 41-year-old Virginia Cooper last July during a traffic stop on Route 80. New Haven State's attorney Michael Dearington said in his report that Breen had reason to believe his life was in danger. Cooper, a passenger in the car, got behind the wheel when her boyfriend, Stephen Garrett, fled on foot when police found cocaine inside the vehicle. Cooper failed to obey Breen's orders to stop. Cooper's family maintains the shooting was not justified and have filed a civil suit against Breen. A Hamden man already facing decades in prison for killing a drinking buddy in his Cheshire home has added 10 years behind bars for carjacking. Kevin Carrignan was sentenced yesterday on charges stemming from a crime spree January 30th of 1998. The new sentence will run concurrently with his 50-year sentence for killing 52-year-old Richard Estep in an argument over Carrignan's loss of a girlfriend. Governor Roland opened the 2000 session of the Connecticut General Assembly just after noon yesterday, proposing a combination of tax cuts and spending increases he believes will keep Connecticut's economy humming along in the next fiscal year. Among the tax cuts sure to be popular with the public, a 7-cent cut in the gasoline tax, which the governor wants on the books the 1st of April.
Connecticut motorists are pleading with us for additional relief as they cross our borders into New York, Massachusetts, and Rhode Island. Not only are they getting cheaper gasoline, but they're buying other products while they're there as well. So cutting the gas tax helps consumers, but it also helps small business owners in competition with dealers in the neighboring states. And each penny of the gas tax takes $14 million a year out of our Connecticut economy.
The hospital gross receipts tax would be eliminated. There are tax breaks for parents of students headed to college and a tax rebate of $500 for low and middle income families who want to send their children to private school. The governor has also proposed spending up to $20 million of surplus money to help the financially troubled John Dempsey Hospital at the Yukon Health Center in Farmington as the search goes on for a long-term solution. Senate President Kevin Sullivan, however, doesn't like the governor's plans for spending the budget surplus.
When you spend that kind of surplus money, you bust the cap. Now, what it's not doing, and now the debate we're going to have is how low it is under the cap in the second year.
And Representative Chris DiPino, who's also the state Republican Party chairman, says Governor Roland's proposals are right on target.
It's a common sense agenda of let's not spend the people's money, let's cut taxes where we can, and let's make sure we improve their quality of life.
The Marriage Tax Penalty Act, which supporters say could cut taxes by as much as $1,400 per couple, is up for a vote today in the House in Washington. Details from correspondent Howard Arenstein.
Both sides agree the marriage tax penalty has to go. Ohio Republican Rob Portman says it costs an average couple $1,400 a year.
For most married couples, it's going to mean the ability to go on that summer vacation or to put more money aside for their kids' education or for their own retirement.
But New York Democrat Charles Rangel says Republicans are rushing through a $182 billion 10-year tax cut to make a political point.
They're waiving all of the rules so that they can have a Valentine's Day gimmick.
Rangel backs a bill with a cut that's nearly $100 billion less. Howard Arenstein, CBS News, Washington.
WTIC News Time, 8:36.
I love wearing braids, but my scalp can get really itchy.
That's scalp stress itch. Now you can stop it with Scalpacin. 9 innings with the heat and sweat makes my scalp itch bad. That's scalp stress itch. And nothing stops scalp itch better than Scalpacin. Scalpacin is a clean, clear, unscented liquid that's medicated. It's not a shampoo, so you can use it anywhere, anytime.
Hairsprays and gels may be fine for my hair, but they sure can make my scalp itch.
Scalpacin stops scalp stress itch fast. And for intense scalp itching with inflammation and irritation due to seborrheic dermatitis, what do dermatologists recommend most? They recommend the medicine in new Scalpacin Dermatology Formula. Scalpacin Dermatology Formula relieves intense itching and helps reduce inflammation, even from psoriasis. New maximum strength Scalpacin Dermatology Formula stops intense scalp stress itch. Use as directed.
Nissan offers you great value every month of the year, but in honor of President's Day, we're saving you even more. Save up to $2,600 if you purchase any new 2000 Altima. Receive $1,000 cash back from Nissan. Plus, now select buyers with preferred credit get 3.9 APR financing for 60 months. That's 5 full years and a savings of up to $1,600. Add cash back and you can save up to $2,600 on any new Nissan Altima. Altima, the car J.D. Power and Associates awarded Best Entry Midsize Car and Initial Quality. But hurry, Nissan's President's Day sales event with up to $2,600 in total savings ends February 22nd. Nissan, driven.
$1,837 per month for $1,000 financed. APR savings vary based on 7.25% NMAC Tier 1 rate, $899 through $1,199 with $1,000 down payment. Call 1-800-648-7038 for APR and other details.
WTIC News Time, 8:37. In the wake of the Alaska Airlines crash, Boeing is recommending airlines check the jack screw assembly on some of their planes, including the MD-80. Boeing spokesman John Tom.
The record of the airplane has been excellent for 20 years.
But the prudent thing to do is to examine the airplanes and find out what's going on so that if actions need to be taken, we can do that.
A damaged jack screw from Alaska Airlines Flight 261 has been found. It's part of the plane's horizontal stabilizer. It isn't clear whether the piece was damaged before or after the crash. 19 people under arrest following the end of a hijacking ordeal at an airport near London. The plane seized on Sunday in Afghanistan made several stops before landing at Stansted. The freed hostages are all said to be doing okay. A Wallingford man claiming overdoses of the antidepressant drug Prozac caused him to rob banks and businesses, due in court in a non-jury trial in Milford today. Christopher D'Angelo says Prozac was responsible for his robberies in Wallingford and Derby in the fall of 1997. State psychiatrists have supported the findings of defense experts who conclude D'Angelo's behavior at that time could be linked to Prozac. Well, you know what Mr. Clean looks like? Big guy, bald head, earring. But what does he sound like? Procter & Gamble says Mr. Clean will utter his first spoken words on the 22nd of this month. But you won't have to tune in to hear. Just log on to MrClean.com.
He's always given nods and pats on the backs and winks in the past, but he's a man of the future, and he'll be speaking out for the first time.
Procter & Gamble's Damon Jones says it's more than just a promotion. Mr. Clean will offer interactive help on household cleanups. Ray?
Thank you, Bill. 839 on WTIC. Traffic and weather together now. Mike Allen is in WTIC's Air One with a look at the road for those of you that have to be to work in 21 minutes. How's it going, Mike?
Well, for those that have to be to work in 21 minutes and are just entering the backup eastbound 84 in Farmington, you probably won't make it. You've got heavy stop to go from just after 39, the Route 4 exit, up to and a little beyond Sisson Avenue exit 46. We have an accident being taken care of in the divider area at the 36 exit ramp. It is a bit of a curiosity factor ahead of you. If it's not clear now, should be clear any moment. A disabled vehicle right lane just before the Sisson Avenue on-ramp. When I went by 3 or 4 minutes ago, flatbed had it loaded up, so my guess is it's gone. East of that, you're okay. Westbound 84, stop and go, approaching Governor Street into town. Southbound 91 is slow, passing exit 35, stop and go from 34 to the 84 interchange. Northbound 91's in good shape. Two westbound runs slowly as you merge with 84 west. I'm Mike Allen, flying WTIC's Air One.
And at 8:40 time for the weather, here's meteorologist Joe Fury from the New England Weather Service. Morning, Joe. How you doing?
Morning, Ray. Doing great. Weather this morning, doing just fine. We have the hazy sunshine with us now, and that'll stick around for a while and through midday, early afternoon, and the clouds will tend to take over later on. Light northerly wind in the high today, upper 30s to lower 40s. Could hit mid-40s if that sun stays out long enough. Now, for tonight, we have a front down from the north, low pressure in from the west, light rain in, but not until well after midnight. Lows tonight in the 30s. There will be a few spots that will feature some light to freezing rain late tonight and early tomorrow that could make for some iciness in northern Connecticut and western Massachusetts. Otherwise, light rain and drizzle on through mid-afternoon tomorrow. Then we'll clear it out toward evening. High temperatures tomorrow, upper 30s and lower 40s. Tomorrow night, 18 to 25, and then Saturday, partly sunny. Next storm going out to sea to the south with the high then, 30 to 35. Hazy sun now, 33 at the weather station, WTIC News Talk.
This is a paid announcement.
My fellow caregivers and I have been caught in a long struggle with Church Homes, the operator of Avery Heights and Miller Memorial Extended Care Facilities. We've been struggling for a fair contract with a livable wage and standard benefits. Church Homes has locked us out of our jobs and hired less experienced replacement workers. This has been a difficult time, but this week our struggle was joined. Two candidates for president, Bill Bradley and Al Gore, are giving us their support. They say our fight is just and that they want to help us work for fairness and equity. Senator Bradley joined us on the picket line last week. Their support has made us even stronger. We need all of you to join our struggle, too. Call Church Homes at 860-527-9126 and tell them to treat their caregivers with respect and dignity. You can help bring an end to this struggle. Paid for by the members of the New England Healthcare Employees Union, District 1199.
And now, a paid political commentary from Daswani Clothiers of West Hartford. The presidential primary in New Hampshire raises questions about the candidates. How can they run our country when they can't even figure out how to dress for success? Honestly, George W. Bush really dresses Bush League. Those baggy sweaters make him look more bloated than the national budget. George needs sweaters by Barry Bricken. And Al Gore, what a bore. Daswani's suits by Talia and San Remo and ties from Jane Barnes would at least make him look more exciting. Bill Bradley, that's another story. As an ex-NBA star, Bradley's height and build make him a perfect candidate for Daswani Clothier's custom-made suits and shirts. No job is too big or too small for Daswani's tailors. In the Senate race, Hillary Clinton would be a stunning winner in fashions by designers like Anne Freeberg, Sigrid Olson, Lyle, and shoes by Meslon. You don't need to be as wealthy as Steve Forbes to shop at Daswani's. Every item store-wide is 25 to 33% off. Save one quarter to one third at Daswani's and use the money to pay your taxes. Daswani Clothiers, corner of Park Road and South Main Street, West Hartford. On the web at www.daswaniclothiers.com.
Take your Valentine to an evening of romance with the ultimate showman, singer-songwriter-pianist Michael Feinstein. When he performs at the University of Connecticut's Jorgensen Auditorium on Friday and Saturday, February 11th and 12th at 8 p.m. Feinstein's sophisticated persona, his passion for music, and his exceptional renditions of George Gershwin's music have made him one of the most sought-after performers in the world. He's built a reputation for musical interpretations true to Gershwin's printed scores. Critics praise his ability to update Gershwin's pieces while leaving their essence intact. Feinstein has also masterfully interpreted music of the 30s and 40s by the likes of Cole Porter, Irving Berlin, and Jerome Kern. Regular tickets are $15 to $25 with discounts for students and seniors. To order, call the Jorgensen Auditorium box office at 860-486-4226. 486-4226.
Love is in the air at Select Comfort. Thanks to the dual adjustable air bed. See air, air bed, ah. Give somebody you love a gift that can improve his or her quality of sleep. A better night's sleep on a Select Comfort air bed. No, think about it. You think I'm stretching here. But the way you sleep affects the way you function through the day. If you're tired, you act tired. Now, there are numerous elements that affect your quality of sleep, but very few influence you as much as your mattress. Your quality of sleep is directly related to how comfortable you are in bed. Now, Select Comfort Adjustable Airbed cradles you in comfort while providing complete support unlike anything else. Great spinal alignment. Dual hand controls adjust the firmness and softness level on each side of the bed for individualized comfort. So stop by a showroom, take a test rest, and receive a free box of Godiva chocolates. After you take that test rest, you'll want the bed, and queen size starts at just $549.99. Stop by Select Comfort. You'll find them at the Pavilions at Buckland Hills, Crystal Mall, at Brass Mill Center, West Farms, and Meriden Square. Best night's sleep of your life guaranteed. This time looking for a better night's sleep, Select Comfort. All right, back to the 75th anniversary show here in just a second on WTIC News Talk 1080. First traffic, Mike Allen is here. This one brought to you by the Christmas Tree Shops.
Ray, the drive eastbound 84 remains jammed in the vicinity of exit 39 now, approaching 39 up through Sisson Avenue, exit 46. An accident may still remain in the divider area at Sisson Avenue, left side of the highway. State Police taking care of it. We had a disabled vehicle earlier just east of that that should now be clear. Westbound 84 is tight, approaching Governor Street into town. Southbound 91 becomes sluggish and occasional stop and go, approaching 33 Jennings Road to the 84 interchange. Northbound 91 is running okay. Route 2 westbound sluggish, merging with 84 west. I'm Mike Allen, flying WTIC's Air One.
The internet's fashionable right now, but nothing beats talking on the fashion phone. Other places, it's $40 during the Christmas Tree Shop's February clearance sale. It's just $14.99 as long as it lasts.
All right, it's 8:46 on WTIC. We're going back 75 years and then coming up to the future, or to the present. With us are a couple of folks that I'm sure you all know, all of them WTIC alums. Diane Smith, who is not an alum yet. She's kind of our newest member of the whole staff here. Diane, good to have you here.
I'm trying to hit the 75-hour mark.
Yeah, exactly. But I think you're close. You're very close. Also with us is Mark Davis. Mark was here.
Diane worked beside me for years on Channel 8 and heard all of the stories about this place.
Hey, Mark.
Which, as I told you when I got here, was the reason I was interested, because Mark made it very plain to me when he first worked with me at Channel 8. He was doing a nighttime talk show here. That the TV thing was just a side gig, and the real thing
that was the radio.
Was WTIC.
Well, I also you realize told you that there's only one radio station in this market,
exactly.
And this is it.
Diane, I don't know whether you realize this. When he did that nighttime show, he always wore his makeup here.
Oh, you're ready to
always
go?
Always had to look good for the radio audience.
So you know this voice, it's Arnold Dean. Arnold, you got here in what,
1965.
Just very quickly before we bring Al Terzi and Bob on. And we have a bunch of other folks who've been here through the years. Tell us what it was like when you walked in here from Syracuse, and this was going to be your break. It had to be...
intimidating.
Yeah, exactly so.
It was a beautiful facility in Broadcast House. Channel 3 is still there. Magnificent. 1965, you know, it was the talk of the world. We used to have visitors from all over the world coming to see Constitution Plaza. Four levels of Broadcast House, 300 employees. 18 staff announcers, Ray. Can you believe that one?
And what did a staff announcer do, Arnold?
Staff announcer read news. We had news writers and news readers. And also, you know, you did station breaks. For example, while Bob Steele was on the air, if he advertised one car company, the staff announcer read all the other competing car companies.
Okay.
Also, you would do the news on the hour, and you'd have one other announcer who would introduce the announcer to do the news on the hour. So it was the old change of voice philosophy.
It's very much like that now.
Yeah, right. Yep. And there were layers of vice presidents that you had to go through to get the job.
So who all did you have to speak? Was Bob at that time chief announcer?
Bob, I believe, was chief announcer, had an office at that time and a secretary. Yeah.
So what would happen is you probably took the train or drove or something.
No, I flew in from Syracuse.
Okay, flew in.
The day, met Ross Miller and Dave Wilkinson, who I think is going to be on the show.
Ross the boss.
Yeah, Ross Miller. Wonderful guy.
One of the nicest people I've ever met.
Terrific. Too nice to be a boss, really.
So you talked to Ross?
Talked to Dave Wilkinson, who was the assistant program director, then Ross, then Ernie Peterson, who was the AM manager, then Bob Tyrrell, then I got to Leonard Patricelli, and then I got to Fritz Morency. And Morency, after the interview, stayed with me for about 3 or 4 minutes and then said, well, I've heard enough. And when he left, I didn't know whether that was
good or bad. Oh, my God, yeah.
But apparently it turned out to be okay. And you did a radio audition that was the most challenging thing. I wish I had a copy of it.
Al, you're shaking your head. What was it like?
Same one, yeah.
What was it like? What was it like?
Well, I went through much the same that Arnold did, of course, 3 years later, 1968.
Well, what was the test, Al?
Oh, there was copy in there that had grammatical and spelling mistakes. There were classical music terms.
That you've never heard before.
Architectural terms. I mean, it was just... Yeah.
And places, geographical names that are most frequently mispronounced. Then I swear that some insidious person like Bob Steele put that list together.
Did you do that, Bob?
Why not? That's,
but I, you know, you encounter a name like G-I-G-L-I, a composer, which is Gigi correctly, and...
you have to be an Italian, though, to know that.
Exactly. That helped me, Bob, yeah.
I think of all the things people remember you, Bob, for obviously the school closings. You know, Bob used to let me out of school. I used to love that. But the other thing was the word of the day. That was a huge feature on the program.
Yeah. And I used to feature classical names, composers' names, like Johann Sebastian Bach and Ludwig Beethoven and all those. I straightened a lot of people out on those pronunciations.
But that's the thing. You could have, I would imagine, because your credibility was so high, you could have actually done that, and people probably would have gone through life saying Beethoven.
Yeah, well, I did it for that reason. I steered a lot of people wrong over the years, and it was a lot of fun for me.
You know, speaking of his credibility, Bob Steele did a lot for establishing me and making me in this community, and I'm eternally grateful to him. And I know Al feels the very, very same way, even though Al and I are competitors now. We're very good friends, and I know the story. For me, it was when I came here in 1980, Bob Steele used to perpetually and every morning promote my show, which was sort of like the Good Housekeeping seal of approval in Connecticut. And it really did a lot for me. And
I never received a check or anything.
So, well, I used to make money on it because Bob used to doodle, you know.
But you're doing all right now, so
where's the money?
How about it? Yeah.
I used to give away Bob's doodles because he would doodle every morning, and the stuff would still be there when I came in at night. And he'd have these wonderful caricatures that looked like real caricatures out of the newspaper. And I used to give them to people because I just thought it was so great. I could have made some good bucks on that. I don't know why I didn't.
Probably did.
I want to bring on some people who have been with us through the years. And one of those is a fellow. Incidentally, I do want to mention, and I'm going to talk to Bill Klee here for a second. Bill, hi, good morning.
Good morning, Ray.
How are you? First of all, I want to tell you, thank you for putting together that website that you have. I have a link on WTIC Now, our page. If you go to WTIC.com, go to Ray's Picks, it's about the third down. Right. But you can click on that, and it's a history. You have some Where Are They Nows, right, Bill? It's a wonderful site, and thanks for doing that.
Well, it was a lot of fun, and we put it together with a lot of help from the alumni, because, of course, I can't do it all. And just yesterday, we put up photographs from Ken Bennett of Bob Steele receiving the Connecticut Broadcasters Association Lifetime Achievement Award.
Bill, you were the outdoor and environment editor back in 1970 to 76, also hosted the outdoors program from 5 to 6. That is kind of interesting in that the EPA started in 1970. The first Earth Day was in 1970, as I recall. And it kind of says the WTIC, when other stations really hadn't really caught on, had gotten serious about the environment. That's rather interesting, Bill.
Well, we were ahead of the game, really. I started doing outdoor and environmental reports part-time in 1966. And I didn't come full-time with the station until 1970. But we were really ahead of the game. And you know, to this day, I'm still the only full-time outdoor and environmental editor in the history of Connecticut newspapers, certainly. I'm not sure about... I don't think any other radio stations had anybody like me.
Wow, that is fascinating. How it, and the thing was that I think maybe what would be interesting here, WTIC radio was almost like a television station in that you had all these features, all these reporters, you had programs. Arnold, I remember you doing Meet Me on the Plaza.
Yep.
I remember the one I was at Trinity. I remember listening to that. I remember listening to Bob in the morning, and then I remember listening I think Frank Atwood was still doing a farm show early, yeah, between 5 and 6.
And I was looking through this book of history and saw that Alan Ludden did a show, mm-hmm, here called Mind Your Manners with a teenage panel of contestants talking about how to behave and what was appropriate.
That was an innovative show. But in the 80s, we had more listeners in the 11 o'clock hour than the television stations had.
Well, here's another weird thing, Diane, and this is like a dream come true for anyone. I remember looking at a Jack Mitchell, who used to be with the station and died then a couple of years ago. But Jack, who's I think was kind of I think Jack kind of assumed the mantle of being the heart and soul of WTIC. I mean, Jack just
loved this.
Yeah, if somebody bleeds Yankee blue or Dodger blue, so he bled WTIC, whatever our colors are.
The listeners really didn't know that much about him, but they knew his voice because his voice was all over the station.
But Jack, I remember, was talking about, showed me a book, and a rating book. This was from, I think, 1970. And it was looking at the morning drive numbers. And at that time, I was working on WPOP when I was in college, okay? And I took a look at the 9 to 10 hour. And I believe Bob Steele had, and this is honest to God, you know, 12 plus, everybody over 12. He had like a 90 share. Like 9 out of 10 people in this market, in the rating book, were listening to Bob Steele.
Several years in the 1980s, this was the highest rated radio station in America. AM or FM, any format.
Bill Cleed, you probably remember that, and here's another thing I'll ask you, Bill. Since you were the outdoor and environment editor, were you required to observe the dress code?
Well, you know, I'd have to say no, I didn't. I did a ski report one time after I'd just gotten back from a ski area, and I still had my ski parka on, and did the report dressed in ski clothing.
And did you
and that
get
was quite
any?
Radical?
Yeah, was it?
At that time, yes, it was quite radical.
So, did someone have words with you saying we'd prefer you not come in dressed so shabbily?
Well, they didn't in that case because there really wasn't time to do anything different.
But Bill, I want to thank you for being on. Thank you again for the website. It's absolutely marvelous.
Great work, Bill.
Thank you.
Nice talking to you. Bill Cleed, ladies and gentlemen, and a fine guy.
He's done a terrific job with that.
It is really
most
good.
Most of it single-handedly. Yeah, he's terrific.
Somebody else I want to introduce is Bob Schirego. Bob, good morning and welcome to the program. Good to have you here. A lot of your old friends are here, Bob. We have, Mark Davis. You may know him. Arnold Dean is around, a guy named Al Terzi. And then, of course, there's this one fellow who's been kind of quiet here the past couple of minutes. The man himself, Bob Steele.
Yeah, I've been listening for the past 10 minutes, and really brings back some memories. I learned all of the pronunciation of voids from Bob when I worked with him. And
you got a good laugh here, Bob.
Bob, you sound great, and you look great in those pictures on the website. I expected to see an old man in those pictures,
but
you look the same as you did 20 years ago.
Thank you. You look good, too. My God, I never saw you looking so good.
Thanks a lot. Telephones are wonderful.
Bob, tell us about you. What were you like? What was it like to work and do what you did as an engineer back then?
You spent full time trying to break us up. That's what
you did. Yeah, especially Arnold.
Well, Arnold's easy, isn't he? Yeah.
He was no challenge. Bob was the challenge.
Bertel was no challenge.
I remember...
I went by the FM booth. Bertel was in there by himself, and he had broken up.
Oh,
yeah. He would be under the table. Bertel would go under the table. He would have to
be. Bob, that really was... Bob Schirego, that really was a game, and I don't know if you do it in TV, Diane, but is there... we used to have games where you try and break somebody up. It seems like you don't do it anymore.
these days people take themselves much too seriously in broadcasting and don't do that anymore. But I was initiated when I started in radio years ago in college, trying to do a newscast and having a guy light my copy on fire.
That was a standard trick, right, Bob Chirego?
Been there, done it.
Yeah, that was, you know...
There was the initiation, right?
There was the there were incidents involving nudity, though I don't suspect at Broadcast House that happened.
No,
but at POP, we were doing it, of course.
Violates the dress code.
Yeah, yeah, I don't think we'll talk about that.
Yeah, the trick in television is a producer, if he has or she has a sense of humor and is trying to crack you up, will say things in your ear. And Steve Sabato, who's now the station manager at Channel 3, used to be our producer, Diane and mine.
Uh-huh.
And he would whisper silly things in our ears while we're doing serious interviews. And Steve, if you're driving to work, I remember that.
Hey, Bob Chirego, what are you doing now?
Well, I'm working for the Voice of America, and I've been in all kinds of positions, mostly sitting in a chair, because I work for the government. But I've been in a number of technical positions, management positions, and now I do computer stuff, and it's kind of interesting.
Hey, Bob, do you have... I happened to be fooling around on the web one day, and I ended up at the Voice of America site, and I believe you have posted your transmitter facilities and these antenna arrays and all of this. I mean, they're transmitters that you have that essentially would fill our building right now.
Oh, absolutely.
Do you have a website for that? Because if somebody's really interested into radio and shortwave radio, it's a great site. Do you know what it is offhand?
No.
Okay, that's all right.
I can look it up.
No, don't worry. I'll put a link up. Bob, I want to thank you for being on, and congratulations on your success, and thank you for sharing some memories with us.
Thank you much. Can I tell you one real quick Arnold story?
Absolutely.
I was Arnold's first record spinner. We used to play records, and Arnold, all the announcers were required to sign a piece of paper that said they played all the records, and they had to put the engineer's name on the bottom of the paper. And this was Arnold's first show, and he looked at me very innocently and used the old ploy by saying, Bob, how do you spell your last name? And I said, the usual way, S-M-I-T-H. Remember that one?
Bob Chirego, thank you.
Okay.
Have a good day. There you go. Bob Chirego, who's Arnold's first engineer, also worked with Bob Steele. It's 8:59. Here's traffic. Mike Allen, go ahead.
The drive north and southbound 91 is in pretty good shape overall. South is still a little bit heavy, approaching and merging with 84 west. Rather westbound 84 loses some speed across the Bulkley. The eastbound side's recuperating from some earlier problems. Continue to plan on stop-and-go traffic from around exit 41 South Main through 44 Prospect Oakwood, but that's opening up very quickly. Route 2's okay. I'm Mike Allen, flying WTIC's Air One.